If you'd like to enjoy Wake Me Up completely ad-free and get access to exclusive bonus content, check out the link in the show notes for the Wake Me Up premium feed, or stick around after the show and I'll tell you more about it. Good morning and welcome to Wake Me Up, the podcast where morning people are made. In today's episode, I have a little story for you from my own front yard. Hopefully, it will remind you of your own extraordinary ability to survive, overcome, and succeed, even if you don't think you can. But before we get there, let's take a moment to wake ourselves up. So whether you're in bed or you're up and about already, it doesn't matter. Let's all pause together and take a big breath in. Fill all the way into your belly. And then slowly exhale. Just let all of that air go. And as you face the beginning of this day, think of a reason you're happy to be here. Something you've got to look forward to. An adventure you'd like to see happen. Friends, we have so much to be thrilled about today. Let's not waste another minute. If you're in bed, roll over and make your way to standing up. All right, now that we're all up, let's take one quick but nice and big stretch. So stand up straight, take a deep inhale, and reach your hands to the sky. Stretch all the way out. Then exhale and fold forward. Release. Let everything relax. You can do whatever you want here, whether that's swaying side to side, bending one knee and then the other, or just hanging out. Do whatever feels best for you. All right, now slowly roll back up to standing, one vertebrae at a time. And when you get there, roll your shoulders up, back, and down. All right, so feel free to start going about your morning. Make your coffee, step outside for some fresh air, whatever you'd like to do. And while you do that, I have a story for you. This summer, I had a bunch of plants. Tomatoes, carrots, lettuce, cucumbers, to name a few. But now, we're closing in on winter where I live. My garden has withered. It's too cold. The plants all stopped producing. And I stopped caring for them, because I knew it was past their time. But about a week ago, we had a big rain and a day or two of slightly warmer November weather. And you'll never guess what happened. From this withered, brown, leafless tomato plant sprung three little red tomatoes. Now, they certainly aren't as juicy and ripe in appearance as the ones I had this summer. But they are a testament to what this plant could accomplish with focused energy. This tomato plant didn't waste its time growing new leaves. It didn't spend extra water to make its stems look less withered. It didn't care about that stuff because it's superficial to its main purpose. This tomato plant took all of its energy and put everything it had into what mattered the most to it. I was amazed. It was a feat of nature to me. But the more I thought about it, there are examples of this kind of thing from all walks of life. And it's not just limited to plants. There are countless stories of human survival against unlikely odds, of people overcoming one obstacle after another, of someone being underrated and succeeding despite the deck being stacked against them. And these kinds of things are accomplished by normal people, just like you and me. There's nothing special about them. They were presented with a circumstance where they could either give up or they could keep trying. And they chose to keep going, to give it their all, and focus their energy on what really mattered. Each story is a little different, but what makes them memorable is a common thread: that we are far more resilient than we give ourselves credit for. That we can succeed despite overwhelming odds against us. Now, resilience isn't comfortable. By definition, being resilient means we're likely dealing with discomfort. But here's the thing. If you knew that your chances of success were 1 out of 100, and you had nothing to lose by trying, wouldn't you give it a go 100 times? Who cares if you miss your shot 99 times? If one make will create a legend. Nobody remembers the misses anyways. So my friend, if you're ever feeling like giving up on something you really care about, I encourage you to try and keep trying. Don't ever give up. Because just like that little tomato plant in my garden, even if you are withered and you look completely lifeless on the outside, you are full of everything you need to succeed. You are way more resilient than you think. That's all for my little story. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm so glad you chose to join me here today, and I hope this episode has left you full of enthusiasm for what lies ahead. Now, go out and make the most of this wonderful day. Are you enjoying Wake Me Up? Well, then you should know about the best Wake Me Up experience available, the Wake Me Up Premium Feed. It offers ad-free access to the entire Wake Me Up catalog, plus monthly bonus content. In just a few taps, you'll have instant access in your podcast player of choice, even Apple and Spotify. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out and decide whether you like it or not before you commit. Just follow the link in the show notes to learn more and sign up. Thanks so much, and I'm looking forward to many more great days with you.